let's talk a little about your appearance in Des Moines this weekend. Is it going to be like basically a cooking demo or more of a mini lecture or a book signing, a Q&A, a little all of the above?
Little party. It's going to be all those above. We're going to have a very festive time. It's going to be fun. That's the number one thing. It's going to be fun. You're going to take away some great information, great ideas to help you get through every single day and certainly the holidays. And we've got 5 appearances to choose from. So you can come on Saturday. And Saturday I will be doing, the demonstration on Saturday. I have one at 11:45 a.m. I have one at 2:15 p.m. and I have one at 5 p.m. and I'm thinking about converting 5 p.m. to cocktail time. Then on Sunday I have 12:45 and 3:30 p.m.
Very good. You have taken, I remember hearing the acronym KISS, Keep It Simple, Stupid. You've taken a very simple yet brilliant premise and made a national niche for yourself. For people that are still unfamiliar with it, describe a little bit about Semi Homemade and how you developed it.
Great. Semi Homemade is based on a 70-30 philosophy, 70% store-bought ready-made plus 30% fresh ingredients. Now, if you think about how your grocery store is laid out, that's exactly how it's laid out. 70% is an aisle. It's canned, jarred, boxed, pouched, and packaged. The 30% perimeter, your bakery, your meat, your dairy, and your produce, of course, is the 30% fresh ingredients. So combining those two is how we shop and how we fill our pantries and fridges anyway. My job is to show you, 2,001 ways to do it new with what you already love.
Can you talk a little about the phenomenon, basically, this pop culture thing that has become celebrity chefs? I mean, it didn't seem like it was that long ago. The only chefs I could even name were like Julia Child and Chef Boyardee.
Well, I think one of the things that has happened, and Julia Child, God rest her soul, was the queen of the kitchen, and even Julia Child could appreciate a good cocktail, and normally she was drinking it when she was making dinner, so we always have our cocktail time. But one of the unfortunate things that happened with these kind of dames of kitchen, including Martha Stewart, is a lot of folks found that some of the recipes they did didn't work as well as they were hoping. And so I think what Semi-Homemade strength is we call out the name brand so that you know exactly what I use. That way the picture you see on the page of my books is exactly what you're going to wind up with no matter what your talent is. If you are a beginner cook or a gourmet, you will wind up with something that tastes amazing the way it was intended, and it is guaranteed to fulfill the promise of the picture that you see.
And you were saying just before we started tape, you have 17 cookbooks in 4 years, is that right?
We have 16 cookbooks and one memoir. I've been on the Food Network 5 years now, and I will hopefully, do you know what? I have a new magazine coming out. The magazine is coming out February, March. It's called Sandra Lee Semi-Homemade. It's 60% food, and of course I've got to have my tablescapes and cocktails, so a little bit of entertaining. But I'm going to be going back to my roots. My roots are in home and garden and crafts and floral and beauty and fashion. I did all those categories for the buyers of like Walmart and Target and QVC. So those buyers taught me how to look at things differently and uniquely and how to make sure that the consumer is always serviced the best way you can with the finest products for the least cost and the biggest not only bang for your buck, but something that's aspirational also needs to be attainable and affordable. So that is why Semi-Homemade fulfills on its promise every single time and why everybody is so excited about the brand and whenever a new book comes out, why those books are so popular.